But this is some recent work. That's a Cambridge connection, this one. I went to lectures by Jeremy Prynne in all the years. I went to the lecture course every year in my 3 years in Cambridge. And I was startled the first time when he read Robert Greene's Corey, which I thought was a beautiful poem, and I was enraptured by it for many years. This is, I suppose, a sort of reply to Robert Greene's Corey, and the title is taken from that poem. It's called Chance Walking. Chance Walking. There is a centaur in this clearing. His look of baffled hurt is really just the way his eyes are set too close. But that's not the same as saying he can't be touched. Don't draw attention to his variable eroticity. Standard overlay on a dialect idiom, or, for that matter, the eyes. It comes as a shock to see the nothing in his fork, the flanks extent behind. He is principled and kind. He would have your shirt, but he'd give it back. Poor Therianthrope, why the long face? He comes from where language comes from, and like him, it is all of half human. What is she leading him? Accompanied by two adjectives, the least fitting. Blue tattoos on her neck, white legs on her face, wired jaw. Grave, oath, clothes, truth. I'd like to read a couple of poems from a sequence which I've been writing recently. It's called A Funk, or maybe it's called A Funke. I can't really quite make up my mind. And this is a sequence about the sort of ambivalence that you feel towards a teacher or a mentor. You both love and hate this person. I'm going to read three short bits, and the last one of these is a sonnet, it's also the last poem that I wrote. I wrote it on the train coming down from Aberdeen on Saturday. So if I don't get it quite right, then it's because it's very new. I'm going to read the proem, and then I'm going to read the second part. It has an epigraph, which is by Jacques Lacan. Again, this is about the feelings that you have towards a therapist or a mentor or a teacher. It's a very understandable thing by Lacan. The positive transference is when you have a soft spot for the individual concerned, and the negative is when you have to keep your eye on him. Proem CBS. Eric, hauled by ears, top the desk. Ehrlich, halt by Erse, top himself. Two, in the genteel town of Burnham Market in North Norfolk, there is a jeweller's called Urban Armour. It is extraordinary and wrong to tell a stranger the gender mysteries of venture into areas thought tasty. tilt, I skrill, heel toe, jelly roll, slope on, sling back strap, slough it to a bandit, and never, ever bandolier. What's thus done in mock never can be took back. If it's not coquetry, it's treason, and it's not neither. So, this is a sonnet, but it's, I only realised it was a sonnet when I actually written it. I call it a trunk elaboration. The actual title is Enola, but the kind of thing that I did was a trunk elaboration. It's both an elaboration of a text and a truncation of some of that text. Fay, hey wait! Fate, rule, enamel, odes, lowly, merrily, narrowly, lengthen sensibility, lately deserted, with faces arsy versy. Janus, Janet, was wan. Come, bear me along. Appalling pigs rip serial numbers from their oxes? Vine stock hides serpentine yellow, 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 black. Sing, there goes a blooming gal to Perla. Audit inquire in my green castle, a city. Whiles a night in the pines with my lord wicked Earl Spirocates, who's more full of guile than that'll leave no option but the Thanet option. Dew bedewing dewy complexion, Sally out, Sally Ann, Sally Fation. Do you dewy, 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 dewy fog hum?